Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Right Disrupting Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Monday. It is 12/16/24. Morning, fellas.
Morning.
Good morning.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kevin. Happy birthday to you. Ooh.
Did he blow out a candle?
I did. That's what that was.
I hope so. Blew out something. I don't know
today
if that was a candle.
Had a very intimate moment.
Ah.
Intimate?
Yeah.
I think an intimate moment describes it.
All right.
But it doesn't seem quite right to say intimate and then my mother.
Ooh. Also, you said intimate, and I didn't know if there's...
Intimate, yeah.
I didn't know if there was a flavor.
Intimate.
Yeah.
Intimate?
Nope. Still wrong.
Intimate.
Intimate.
Intimate?
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Intimate.
Intimate.
Intimate, like a mitt, like you put a mitt on your hand, not mint.
Intimate.
Not mint, like, you know, the flavor.
I had a very intimate moment.
He said mint again.
Did I?
Yeah, he said it again.
Man, maybe
say,
I maybe
say
I
divorce.
Like it. Divorce.
Yeah, okay.
What? What?
I know.
That's how I say divorce.
Yeah,
that's how you say what?
Divorce.
Oh, man.
I mean, I know now to say divorce.
Yes.
But.
Took forever and every once in a while.
It took a long time, and I still... Yeah, well, if I'm just comfortable, I'll be like, oh, yeah, divorce.
Yeah.
Steve, I don't know.
Yeah, it's fine. I knew what you meant, but anyway, you had some mint, and then you... I
woke up this morning.
Same.
Alarm had gone off.
Uh-oh.
And so I shut it off. The second I shut it off, I do the same thing I do every morning, which is...
Go back to sleep.
Wonder what happened in the world.
Oh, I see.
So, of course, I go to, you know, scroll to something. And as soon as I shut it off, boom, text pops up from my mother.
Hour ahead.
Happy
down
birthday.
There.
Have a great... Oh, yeah, that's true too, Jay.
Yeah.
Not that she couldn't have been up at that time.
Fact,
but,
yeah.
But yeah, that does, you know what? That plays into it for sure.
I think it helps, yeah.
Yeah. So I almost said, why are you awake so early, Mom? Were you just thinking about the best time you had 54 years ago?
What is it? What?
Giving birth to this guy?
Well, that's intimate.
Big shoulders.
Intimate.
So it felt really good. Like the first thing I got today was a text from my mom.
That's awesome.
And I said, you know,
yeah, that's
honestly,
great.
Whatever happens the rest of the day, I already won.
Yeah, I agree with all of the
Mama's
things you just
boy
said.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Well, it was very sweet of her.
Yeah.
And good job on her part doing the whole, you know, take care of it now. Because, you know, have you ever done that where you're like,
yeah.
Oh, I need to text Kevin, happy birthday. And then I go, and then all of a sudden it's 3:00 in the afternoon. You're like, dang it.
I've done it 2 times this year that I remember.
I actually hate when I do that.
Where it was my brother was one of them.
Yeah.
I was going to text him first thing in the morning. And then I thought, I'll text him later. And then it was 7:00 at night.
Oh, man.
Where I finally texted him, and he appeared to be fine with it.
He seemed to have recovered nicely.
But I did it to my buddy Jacob the other day. Jacob's birthday was on the 11th, and I was like, waited all day.
And then you do the thing where you go, boy, sure hope you had a great birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Well, we got some treats for you, Kevin.
You do? What do you have?
Well, I got these. I was going to say happy birthday on them.
First of all, this treat that you just gave me over here. Oh, whoa. That's them, what you call
Puppy
these?
Chow.
Puppy Chow, Jay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know I love it. Thank you, Denise. Yeah.
Steve, I got you one.
Did
too.
You tie these ribbons there,
I
Jay?
Not, I did not tie the ribbons.
Okay.
I'm sure you were a part of the process, right, Jay?
I did a lot.
I'm not going to lie.
You probably actually did do a lot, didn't
I did
you?
A lot.
Oh, my God. Jay.
Yeah, I did a lot.
Is that Nana's fudge?
It is. It's not my best batch in true Nana fashion.
Oh, did you make the fudge?
Well, I did the...
Fudge!
You know what? She kind of mixed it, and then I had to do the... You got to heat it up to a certain temperature, and there was a discrepancy in the, you know, that says, boil it for exactly 5 minutes. So, you know me, I'm like, okay, it says exactly 5 minutes. My wife's like, okay. No, I think it's supposed to be 236 degrees or whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, it ain't 236, but it's been 5 minutes. And I go, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, because that's one.
It says 5 minutes, and she's like, it's supposed to be 236. My mom's always said that, or 232, whatever it was. It wasn't hot enough.
But yet
enough.
The recipe that Nana wrote down was,
well,
said
yeah,
5 minutes?
Yeah, so I did the five minutes, and then I didn't, you know, then we tasted it. We were like, well, it tastes exactly the same. It's just not as firm.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So we had to get a sweat to make a second batch. And, of course, my wife did that batch. That batch is perfect. She's
236.
Perfect. She knows how to put that to 236. Hers is perfect. Mine sucks.
I mean, why? It does seem like you maybe should have just listened to her.
All right, Kevin.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The thermometer is getting red. I hate red thermometers.
Why, Frosty?
Kevin James.
Because when the thermometer gets all reddish, the temperature goes up. And when the temperature goes up, I start to melt. And when I start to melt, I get all wishy-washy.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Very true. You ready for a little snow today?
No. It's not what I'm looking forward to. I wore shorts today.
Nice.
I wanted to wear my birthday suit, but it almost doesn't fit anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
That's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good dad joke.
That is a good one. I enjoyed it.
That was the first time I've ever said it. And I think if I can work on that one a little bit, I think that might be a keeper.
No, I think you should keep it. Mm-hmm.
I was
going
to wear my birthday suit, but it doesn't fit.
I loved it a lot.
Yeah. I'm glad it's a joke.
Okay. Yeah, oh yeah, total joke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wore shorts today and I was like, you know what? I heard it was maybe supposed to snow, but I'm just going to ignore it.
Yep.
And hope that it's not too bad.
I mean, 1 to 2 inches in town and what it's supposed to be warm enough to turn to rain later.
Okay.
Theory.
Okay, so nothing too crazy. Maybe in the outlying areas they'll get.
Probably the higher elevations will get more, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Wherever it gets colder, it's going to be snowier.
Jay, I have a question for you.
Yep.
This has been on my mind since it happened to me Saturday night.
Okay.
Late Saturday night.
All right. I'm ready.
Because I didn't realize the new episodes of Landman come out
on Wednesdays.
No, they come out on Sundays.
Sundays. Oh, it's Shrinking that comes out on Wednesday. Is that right?
Yeah, but actually Tuesday night.
Yes, yeah.
And because of the time change, we get them at like 6 o'clock on
Tuesdays. Weird, yeah.
Which is kind of wild. But Landman, which is on Sundays.
Yeah.
New, favorite new show by far.
Yep.
And it is, I guess it comes out at midnight on Saturday night.
Oh, all right.
So, you know,
yeah.
Sunday morning,
gotcha.
Technically.
Yep.
Real weird. They're like, it releases at 3 a.m. Eastern time.
Oh, my.
And I was like, that's convenient for no one.
Right.
And really, midnight's not convenient for us either.
No.
But I happened to be up, and I was like, oh, I'm going to watch the new episode of Landman. And I'm watching it, and there is a man on there. And I'm like, who is this guy?
Well, it's Billy Bob Thornton, Kevin.
Billy
I can't
Bob
believe
Thornton.
You don't even know,
I know
what
him
is happening right
for sure.
Now.
This is...
Gosh, this guy over here.
I don't know if I'm going to find a good picture of him.
Okay.
I mean, this is a picture of him from the show. You haven't watched it yet, have you?
Not this episode, no.
Do you see that guy at all?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, it's Mark Holly, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a sheriff,
yeah.
You know, in the show. Big shocker.
Yep.
A town needs a sheriff.
I know it.
And I kept looking at him, and I'm like, why do I recognize this guy? And he's got kind of that look where he could be anybody, you know. I'm like, he's from a movie I know or something.
Well, I want to see when Mark Colley had his last hit.
I Google him, and it's like, country music singer Mark Colley joins Landman.
Yeah, it was weird.
I mean, 90s, Jay, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure, then. Yeah.
Even the man
in the moon.
Even the man on the moon is crying? Is that his song?
Yeah, it is.
Well, anyways, well, Mark Colley, I was very, and he does a good job on the show.
He's great.
He's good at it.
So, yeah, I saw, where did I realize that? I went through the same thing you went through. I think it was when the plane got blown up.
Okay, yeah, yeah, and I totally missed it that time.
And I did the same thing. I'm like, who in the heck is that guy? That guy is so familiar, man. I know him for sure. Yeah.
What do you know about
1993?
1993 was his last hit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was when he was. I think that was his year. Let's say that.
Okay.
He had a great 93 was a great year musically for Mark Colley.
Did he have? He had a number one at least.
I would say this one. Yeah. That even the Man on the Moon, I think, was a number one. I'm pretty sure. Steve, you know this song, right? Your mama, she couldn't even look me in the eye. Oh, man.
Big fan? I drove out to the
desert just like. By the way, he's 68 years old.
Wow. But somewhere in the darkness,
I heard her say goodbye. Ooh, even the Man on the Moon, number five. Born to Love You, number six.
Oh, Born to Love You. Okay, yeah. I do remember that one.
Yeah, that was it. He made it. He had two top 30s right after that. And that was it. It's all
yeah, never really seen him tour or anything since then. I don't know if he does, but it was a nice little surprise to see the face of Mark Colley. And I will tell you, he's good at the acting thing.
I love it. Yeah, it was great. I was pleasantly surprised and happy for him.
Yeah, that's how I felt yesterday.
Pleasantly surprised and happy.
And happy for him.
Yeah. Pleasantly surprised and happy for you.
That's a weird thing to say.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hey, hey.
Hi ho, hi ho. It's off to work we go.
I guess. It's Monday. Not much you can do about it.
That's right. Well, happy birthday, Kevin.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, yeah.
Also,
apparently, Steve hasn't got the memo that we don't do presents around here.
I know, man.
My apologies.
I will accept your present because I think technically it'll be the only present I get today.
Well, I mean, I got some for Jay, so I figured I needed to get something for you.
Can't remember what you got, Jay.
Some honey.
Oh. $1 million honey.
Yeah.
Well, which is throwing me off.
Awesome, by the way.
This box that Steve got, it's from Amazon.
Yes.
And it says right on the side of it, heavy.
Yeah.
It does.
It's of equal value to the honey.
Huh. Oh. Steve is a very smart gift giver that way. You know, he's not going to give one person one, you know, hey, I spent $25. The other person, hey, I spent $80. You're like, oh,
yeah. Wait, mine looks big, heavy, and expensive in the box.
Oh, it's not.
Sure.
Oh, it's not.
I mean, it's heavy. It is heavy. It was kind of painful to lug in here.
He's kind of painful.
Jeez.
But I think you'll realize what it is if you haven't already very quickly.
I have not realized what it is. I have no idea what it is.
Do you? Do we want to wait to open it, or do you want to do it now?
I mean,
kind of up against it.
I think we'll wait. Okay. Let's wait a little bit. We'll do it at 6:45.
Okay, okay, okay.
We'll open it up at 6:45.
All right, that sounds good. Do I have time for a quick thought or no?
Of course you do.
Okay. Yeah. This happened to me over the weekend. I was talking with my dad, as I do on Saturdays.
King Peter.
Yes. And he actually sent me a text message, too, on Sunday about something. I can't remember, but he said something, King Peter and Queen Barb.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know we were doing that.
I'm in.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
But no, I was talking to him on Saturday, and he was in his monologue of what he's been up to.
That's a great description.
Not what we say.
A parent telling you what they're up to.
Not what we do.
No, that, I mean, it was.
Uh-huh.
He would say maybe the same thing. And he said something, and he's like, you know what I mean? And then he kept on talking. So he said something, you know what I mean?
Didn't give you a chance to reply, just kept going.
Exactly, no pause, and then he kept talking.
Yeah.
And then he goes, hello?
Because you didn't make at least a noise when he said, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I didn't say anything, because he kept talking.
There was no room to fit in there.
That's right. So am I in the wrong here? I haven't brought this up as like a...
Well, did you at least give him a uh-huh?
No, well, after the, not in the moment. After the fact, I was like, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
I heard you.
I would just go with the,
Like, you got to take a breath, King Peter.
Yeah. has that ever happened to you, though? Or I'm imagining it has, right?
I mean, usually if my mom and sister, they were like, when we talked to them over the weekend, they were wound up. They were just like giddy.
Yeah.
And the same kind of thing. And I just go, just, you know, still,
you just kinda give
still
them
there.
Some laugh.
Yep, and, still there.
And
still
that's it.
Participating, playing along.
Mm. But what if it's something bad? You don't want to be laughing at something bad.
Well, no.
Oh.
Jay's more skilled than that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, gosh. It doesn't even matter. You're right over top of them just so they know they can still hear it, you know, but without actually talking. Don't break the rhythm.
Yeah, what if you accidentally fall asleep while they're
okay.
talking?
The Big
99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store.
Kevin James.
Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
The Jay and Kevin Show. On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's Kevin's birthday, guys. I don't know if you know. You heard about it? It's Kevin's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Steve, I sang happy birthday, and you kind of just sat it out. I was just curious about that.
Oh, I was singing along.
Happy birthday to you. That's how he sings. That's
happy
what,
birthday to you.
Felt he like started was, that one this morning, and I've had it stuck in my head now.
Oh, because it felt like it was very weak. Didn't like I don't know what was happening there. I was felt like I was on an island.
I'm sorry. You feel that way, Jay?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Kevin feels that way. He mentioned it when we were, you know, doing the commercials there.
Oh.
I just want you guys to be a powerful team.
He's just very sad.
All right. Should we try again?
Yep, now we should.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Go ahead, Steve.
Happy birthday to you.
Come on, Jay.
Well, I'll join in.
Hey, where?
I mean, usually the second line is, you know, you can do the first one by yourself. And then
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Steve's got a different version, but I think I like it. Thanks, guys.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, geez.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Only Keith Urban can make it into an actual song that
I feel like
he could put on the radio.
He's super cool.
What a rock
he?
Star.
Yeah, he is. Speaking of Keith Urban, great story that he was talking to. Who was it that he talked to about this? Hmm. Oh, who was it, Steve, on the talk show? It was...
Was it Jennifer Hudson?
Yeah, Jennifer Hudson.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was asking him about the weirdest place he ever played a gig.
Okay.
And he,
I do always like these.
He's got a little long list of gigs. Kevin, we saw him in a very small, congested sort of Nashville, I mean, I guess, bar.
Yeah, another
hole
great,
in the wall.
I mean, this was not a hole in the wall by any means, but I will never forget the Keith Urban show at the Knitting Factory.
Oh, man, that one was crazy.
When it was like I mean, they somehow booked Keith Urban, and then Keith Urban became Keith Urban.
Right.
Then it was like, oh, my Lord, this show does not belong at the Knitting Factory.
No.
But it happened, and it was amazing.
Oh, wow.
Not as cool as the one from the airport he played.
It was a very small little airport with one baggage carousel. And then, you know, in the baggage carousel, you got the little conveyor belt that goes around, right?
Uh-huh.
Above that is this little thin strip of carpeted area. That's where I played.
And when he says above, you know, he kind of means in the middle of it.
Yeah.
You know how it, how that works? Yeah.
You played there?
Yeah, on that on that tiny little strip of carpet. And it was this very questionable deal my manager did at the time. You know, he's like,
that is.
We got these free airfares, mate, and all we got to do is play a little show at the airport. And I'm like, that sounds easy, you know.
Nice manager voice, by the way.
So we get to the airport, and I'm like, where do I play? And the guy's like, oh, just there on the baggage carousel. And I'm like, what? So I have a three-piece band. We set up on the little carpeted strip. And we do the sound check, and I'm like, it's like noon, and there's nobody in the airport. And I said, okay, when do we start playing? And the airport manager goes, we'll start now. I went, there's nobody here. He goes, oh, they'll show up, you know. So I start singing. Sure enough, a few people come, then a few more, and a few more. And I'm like, we've got a crowd. And I'm like, you know, this is really working. And in the middle of the song, all the bags start.
The bags, did they get their bags?
Yeah, we got the bags in. And it was just empty.
That is amazing.
They weren't showing up for you, Keith. They wanted their bags.
Yeah, I mean, you know, quite
the
hilarious.
Crowd. You're thinking, okay, I guess this guy knows what he's doing. People are showing up.
Yeah, those people, why are they all have carry-ons? I don't understand.
Oh, that's a great story.
I love that. Also, when he gets his, like his manager voice, he gets a thicker accent. Did you notice that? He's like,
oh,
just,
yeah, mate.
Like, he's like, oh, mate, we're supposed to play right here in the airport. We got some free airfare for it. Like, what the heck?
Do you think his manager was Australian?
I mean, I'm going to guess.
I would hope so.
Yeah. I just feel like even Keith Urban has like a voice that he uses for other people.
Just, right.
You know? I've heard him talk about Nicole, but he doesn't have like, I've never heard him do his Nicole voice, but I would like to hear that.
Yeah, ooh. I would too.
Yeah, suddenly, you know, Nicole will say like, oh, we're not doing that, are we now, mate? I don't know if that doesn't quite work as well.
I don't feel like that's how she talks.
No, I don't think so either. Well, Travis Kelce's dad, you know, he's, guess what? His sons are wealthy.
Big Ed.
Yeah.
Is that what they call him?
Mm-hmm. Which is weird, for us anyway. And, you know, I mean, Travis is rich. I don't know if you heard about it, but his girlfriend's rich. And he's trying to get the point across that
no, his
doesn't matter.
His girlfriend isn't rich. She's rich.
Right, right. She's rich, mate. Yeah, but he's trying to tell you that shouldn't matter.
The amount of money is meaningless.
True.
Okay? You're not going to impress Taylor Swift with a gift that costs, you know, $100,000. Get something that, you know, that tweaks the strings of her heart that you spent $10 on, and she'll just be all gooey.
Yeah. Now, the theory there is great, but you can't really...
100% right.
Don't know if you can buy her a $10 gift.
Who was he telling that to? To Travis?
He was telling Travis that. Yeah, he's like, yeah, you know, look, don't.
Yeah, you're not going to impress her with.
Which is very true. She could get anything she wants and probably
you're not
going
to out-gift her if you try to do that.
No.
I mean, Travis, you're rich, but you're not.
Yeah.
You're not Taylor rich.
Also, you're probably not as good at buying gifts as she is. I'm just going to say, just in general, that's probably a fair.
Well, Taylor seems like the type, and maybe I'm wrong, but, you know, she's emotional, and she's. I feel like if you do the right sweet thing, it's going to be way better than some big expensive gift.
100%. So again, father knows best, and that's your audio vault for a Monday. It's Kevin's birthday, 12/16/24.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You gotta give up or you're thirsty for more.
Kevin James.
Where are you, you little creep?
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, well, it is Kevin's birthday. We're gonna open the text line here and see what's up. Let's do it.
To the text line.
Kevin's gonna open up his package here momentarily. Kevin, do you have something to cut the box open, or do you want me to do it?
My fists of fury.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Careful with that. That's heavy.
Oh, my God.
Dale said, what are Kevin's plans after the show? Kevin's birthday plans after the show.
That's a good question.
I am lucky enough, about 3 months ago, I don't know. I got a referral to go to a podiatrist. And so, you know, they're like, hey, our first opening is December 16th. Mm. And I was like, yeah, whatever, dude. It's my birthday. Yeah. I don't care. I'll go to a doctor's appointment. And so I have a doctor's appointment like at 11:30.
Good for you.
At the podiatrist.
Nice. Taylor says, Kevin and I have the same birthday. Happy birthday, Taylor.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday
Steve.
To you.
Steve.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Taylor.
Who was it?
Taylor.
Taylor, happy birthday. Birthday twin. Steve, you have just made my day.
What'd he do?
Oh, my God. No wonder it's so heavy. He bought 2 12-packs of Liquid Death.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And you know I love the Liquid
that
Death.
That is fantastic.
I don't know this black one. What is this one?
That might be, there's one that's a variety. That's
just, yeah, this is just straight up water.
Oh, is that what that is? Okay, yeah.
Again, it looks so scary, and it's just so good for you. And then, yeah, a variety packed with the severed lime, which I know I like.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see the other flavors. Oh, cherry obituary.
Cherry obituary.
I do not know that one. Convicted melon I've had.
Mm-hmm.
And mango chainsaw, which was the first one I ever had.
That's crazy. I did not know that was the names of the beverages.
That's very kind. Are you sure this was the same amount as the honey?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Okay.
He has a budget, Kevin. He keeps it budgeted. He knows.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Steve. That was a very nice gift. I did not expect it to really be anything I was going to like.
See, Steve does the thing where... Wow. That's hurtful.
It was kind of a nice backhanded compliment.
No, I don't know. Very,
well,
very
you
much
know,
backhanded.
You go, oh, okay. It's just really... Well, what I kept thinking is, how can it be so heavy in that box?
Yeah.
And be, you know, worth... Oh. $20 or less.
I see what you're saying.
What's it
going
to be in there?
Well, I mean, he's the thoughtful gift giver in the aspect that he pays attention to what people might want / need and then fulfills it. I think that's the purpose. That's the best kind of gift giver you can get.
It really is. Oh, man, I cannot wait to chug one of these, Steve.
Jackson says off the text line, happy beach, Kevin. I think that's a typo.
Happy beach.
That might be a typo.
I wish I could go to the beach today afterwards. But...
I mean, you could.
I don't know. Other than that, my son.
You know what you should do? Go to the Coeur d'Alene. Go to the beach in Coeur d'Alene.
Okay.
Get your feet all full of sand. Then go to the podiatrist.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, they're like,
what a winning
without rinsing them off or anything. You're just like, and they're like, your feet seem to be sandy. You're like, I have no idea how. I haven't been in the sand. What's the craziest gift you've ever received? That's what Jackson wants to know.
Craziest gift.
There's no way you know that.
You mean like a best one, maybe?
I mean, the word they used is crazy.
Crazy.
I don't know if you're against that word or not.
No, I'm not, but I was just, I mean, that one's maybe harder for me to think of if there was
With you. That's just so difficult to, the craziest gift I ever got was, I see some people know those things off the top of their head. Well done if you do. In fact, text it in. Steve, what's the craziest gift you've ever received?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, socks.
That is crazy.
I mean, I feel like if you got something really crazy, you're going to remember it, right?
Probably, yeah.
I don't think I've ever gotten anything that's like, oh, wow, that's...
Like you haven't gotten a dog or a lizard or parakeet. No animals.
Maybe a Furby.
A Furby's pretty crazy.
That might be the craziest.
Like last year, maybe? Because that would be even crazier if you got
it would be.
Like last year.
Yeah, I was trying to think back to like my 40th when I had a big party.
Yeah.
And even though you tell people not to bring stuff, they bring stuff.
Sure, of course, especially at
40. And I was trying to think if somebody brought something funny or entertaining. And I don't remember anything that stood out.
Hmm. All right, I guess we got to work on that.
Now Liquid Death, I would say, probably the craziest thing.
It is. So happy, Steve. Thank you.
Well, good. I'm
you
glad.
Changed my day, buddy.
Oh, wow.
How many of those do you think you'll have? I mean, there's nothing
today?
There's nothing negative in those, correct? Is that my understanding?
I mean, I'm going to have one of the black ones, the sparkling water, which I'm having right now. It's great. I definitely want to try the other flavor. Yeah, I've never tried the cherry obituary.
Their names are, wow.
They're ridiculous.
Crazy things off the text line. Stick a deodorant, and this one says zip ties, but it's an inside joke. A lot of vehicle-related humor on that.
I get it. I do like that one.
Like, yeah, I get it. Your car's held together with zip ties. Monica got a four-foot ladder. Okay.
A four-foot ladder?
Isn't that a step stool? I guess technically a ladder.
Probably an in-between there,
four
Jay.
Four foot's
yeah.
got to be, I mean, yeah. You know. I mean, usually six, I'd say, was like the shortest one, but, you know.
Hey, she got a four-foot one.
Absolutely.
That's pretty great.
$2 bills from Dr. Grumman's?
Yeah, that is odd. If we start thinking Dr. Grumman's presents.
Oh, man.
That's
where I feel like the list
Which, by the
begins.
Way, thanks, Doc G. He did send me.
He was early, right?
He sent me a $2 bill last week.
Yeah.
$2 bill and a nice little note, as he always does.
He's a good man.
See you at the top, KJ.
Liz? Sorry I didn't get you in time, Liz. I know you're in a hurry.
Wow.
Got to make the donuts.